Hi, it's Ian Pickus, and we're in the Congressional Corner today with Tim Versalotti from the Western New England University poll, which he directs. He's also a professor of political science. And we were talking last time about this nascent impeachment probe of President Biden. It occurs to me, do you think Republicans kind of smell blood in the water in that President Biden is not very popular right now, and there are a lot of questions about his ability to stand for another term given his age? Do you think they're trying to land a knockout punch?
If not a knockout punch, a series of shots just to keep him on the back foot. This is one more headache for the White House. And among a number, and not all of them at the hands of the Republicans, the special prosecutor's investigation of Hunter Biden is another political headache for President Biden, one that had not been anticipated. And so I think the House Republicans might just be agents of chaos more than grand strategists in all of this. Just keep it coming, keep people questioning the president, the president's character, the president's fitness for office, deflect, distract, as at least at this point, based on polls, the probable nominee of their party, President Trump, faces his own troubles. The more they can shine the spotlight on President Biden, as far as Republicans go, the better.
Well, it's far out. I'll be fair about that. I'm putting you in a bad spot. But how would you handicap a rematch between Trump and Biden as we speak here in mid-September?
Yeah, I'm aware that these conversations are archived.
Yeah. So. WAMC.org right. If you want to see what Tim said 18 months ago.
Yeah. And well, you can go back to the 2016 election cycle early on and see I was somewhat skeptical of Donald Trump's prospects for the presidency.
You were not alone in that, to be fair.
Yeah, well, yeah, but it does make you humble, and it does teach you that a year plus a couple of months is a very long time in politics. The best we can say is, looking at the snapshots that polling is providing now, it's tight. The country remains significantly divided. Depending on the national poll, it's Biden by a point or two. It's Trump by a point or two. The practical reality is that based on the distribution of votes in the Electoral College, President Biden really needs to be polling 3, 4, 5 points ahead of former President Trump in order for that to translate into a solid victory in the Electoral College. So right now it's anybody's race, and we've got all of these unpredictable factors that exists between now and Election Day 2024, that it would be a fool's errand to make any kind of prediction right now.
Let me ask you a polling question I've been thinking about. To what degree is the voting public suggestible? The reason I ask that is they are asking a lot about President Biden's age lately. So that becomes an issue that's quote unquote out there. And maybe it's not something I have thought about, but now a pollster is asking me, hey, do you think President Biden's too old to be the president? And all of a sudden, I'm going to say yes.
It can be. And one of the challenges of polling is to write questions in a way that doesn't steer people toward a particular response. We are trying to measure opinion, obviously not shift or change it. But the news media also are focusing a fair amount on President Biden's age.
Guilty.
He's 80, and he would be 82 at the start of a second term, by far the oldest man to take office for a presidential term.
Breaking his own record, he would be.
Yeah. True. And ironically, you know, Donald Trump is 77, but the president is Biden right now. And so the focus will be on his age, and he is in the spotlight in a way that really no other person on earth is. And so every stumble, every hesitation, every little gaffe has the potential to remind people, well, this is a man who's in a phase of life where most folks are putting their feet up. Now, when you talk to people in their 80s, you're going to get one of two responses. It could be, man, just getting out of bed in the morning is hard, or I feel fine. I could, you know, I get exercise. I'm engaged. I volunteer. I do all kinds of things. And you should never tell someone that they can't based on age, but it's inescapable. It is a concern, not just among opponents of the president, it is a concern among his base. And this shows up significantly in poll data. And it showed up again when President Biden was finishing his tour in Asia. So he had been to the G20 meeting in India. He had stopped in Vietnam to talk about improved trade relations with Vietnam. He responded to questions at a news conference at 9:30 at night local time in Hanoi, and then said to the press, I'm heading off to bed. And there are some of us far shy of 80 who at 9:30 are probably thinking the same thing. But that raised all kinds of furor in the press. Wow, he's can't even stay up late to handle questions from the press. And it seems like an argument that Biden and his campaign staff simply can't win. And they've got to find a way to turn it around. Now, President Reagan, when he was running for a second term, was somewhat younger than President Biden is now. But there was a classic moment in a debate with Walter Mondale when a question came up about President Reagan's advanced age. And President Reagan, with probably some good preparation, finessed it with a memorable line. And I'll just paraphrase that. He said, well, I will not make a campaign issue of age, of my opponent's relative youth and inexperience. Got a great laugh. Walter Mondale laughed along with everyone else. Biden could try to diffuse it with humor. The other approach could be to say, this is a time in our history when you need a steady hand at the wheel, when you need experience, when you need a seasoned leader. That's his strong suit. He's seen it all. He's been in public life for decades. And when America faces crises, as it inevitably will, natural disasters, economic issues, the Biden campaign would be wise to be mindful of that argument about experience. Because they're never going to win the argument on age. They're just not. I don't think it can be won in a culture, in a country that values youth, that is obsessed with youth. But, you know, that's my two cents. He's got lots of smart people around him. I'm sure they're thinking about it too.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it's not editorializing for me to say that it's a contrast and a choice, and Donald Trump ain't exactly William Jennings Bryan up there either.
Well, here's the scenario that I think a lot of Democrats play out in their heads. Although former President Trump is the prohibitive favorite in the polls right now, if something were to occur and that he is not the nominee, and you've got Joe Biden up against Ron DeSantis, if DeSantis stumbles up against Nikki Haley, you've got a built-in generational contrast there, and that compelling argument about turning the page, a new generation of leadership. We see that used so effectively by certain candidates. That would be a very difficult set of circumstances for the Biden campaign. And I'm sure they play that out in their heads as well. So there, although Donald Trump appears likely to be the nominee now, we know better than to make blanket statements like that this far out.
Tim Versalotti is director of the Western New England University Poll and professor of political science. Tim, thank you as always. And when we come back the next time, let's talk some Bay State politics.
Look forward to it. Thank you.